Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God recorded in the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 16. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. What does it look like when two people live in harmony? They might smile at each other. They might laugh a lot. If two people are in harmony with one another, you would never see them fighting. They would never avoid eye contact with one another. They would never use cutting sarcasm with or say anything mean about the other person. Harmonious relationships are good relationships. They can be a great source of joy, encouragement, and strength. Relationships in which there is some hostility or friction, however, can be quite the opposite. And what are you supposed to do if you have a relationship like that, one that frequently fills you with discouragement or pain? Well, there is one thing you should not do. You should not wait for the other person to make the first move. Today's verse states a godly goal for all your relationships. Live in harmony with one another. And the instructions as to how you should carry that out all have one thing in common. They all focus your attention on your own heart and actions, not the other person's. Do not be proud. Be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. In other words, use your time and energy to love and to serve the other person. Or, to say it another way, do what Jesus did. When God's relationship with us became broken with sin, the Son of God didn't sit in heaven waiting for us to love him. He came as a baby in Bethlehem. Jesus lowered himself into the humblest of situations, associating himself at birth with the lowliest of families, associating himself throughout his ministry with the most recognizable sinners, and eventually taking the lowest position of all on a cross as a sacrifice for our sins. Why? Because he desired a harmonious relationship with us, and he knew that harmony can only be accomplished by humility. Lord Jesus, thank you for the perfect harmony we enjoy with God because of your humility. In our relationships with one another, help us to humble ourselves, just as you did. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.